I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
This is Carly with Daytime After Dark, and tonight we have one of the great special guests, because why I'm saying this is she's been on so many a lot of my favorite TV shows, E.R., Wheel of Grace, Friends, Prince of Bel-Air. I believe he was on Days of a Life twice, but I could be wrong, but I think he was, and then, and if you want to call and talk to us, the number is 347-850-8721, and it's going to be a cool interview, and then after the interview, I have some special announcements. Okay, people, here's Kevin.
Oh, hello, can you hear me?
Hello, yeah.
Okay.
So, am I going crazy, or have you been on Days of a Life twice?
I was on Days of Our Lives one other time prior to my appearance as Carl recently. Back about, I think it was like 2007 or so.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Because I was just watching your clip an hour ago on your website.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you, that is the best website, Kevin, I've ever seen.
Oh, thank you.
Because it had links to everything. And, you know, most, people don't do it that way. And I love it because, you know, it was awesome in this look. Like, oh, I remember that.
Everything you need to know about Kevin Brief, I guess. Yeah, there's lots of stuff about me there. So I guess that's the point.
Well, yeah, and I think that's a great idea, and because it is so, I think it's terrific to do a website like that because it's organized and it looks awesome, and people can just see clips of you, and then they can remember where they saw you from. That's
yeah,
how I look at it anyway.
So it's just for those listening, it's kevinbrief.com. Pretty easy.
Well, yeah. I'm glad you're here. So you were on Days like a month ago, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but yeah, I love Drake Hogerson. My love for Drake overshadows my love for A. Martinez.
Okay.
So yes, I mean.
I believe the two of them were fighting over you on the stage. If I'm not, I think.
They're all fighting over you.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean they should be, but no. A is a friend of mine. He's been on the show, three or four times. I love him. I've never had Drake on though. Drake Hogerson, people, if you're out here, do an interview with me. Sorry, I just thought it'd be funny.
Drake's a great guy. I really enjoyed working with him and Stephen. They were both very nice, as was.
How was that? Because you were making me laugh. You were totally making me laugh through your whole experience, and it's like almost Vaughn and Steve did not want to trust you. It's like they look at you, and I'm like, I'm like, come on. He's going to be nice. He's going to help you guys out. And I just love it. I mean, I love you guys working together in a fit. And so, okay, so we all know Days of a Life is in Salem. But for Zahn and Steve, they had to go to L.A. To get the kids back. And so is it on the same love that you did everything, or did they have to go to another downstage to make it look like another part of, you know, make it more look like L.A. in your office?
Through the magic of television, and we worked on the same stages they shoot everything else on. So for that day, a little corner of the soundstage was Los Angeles and not Salem. and then so no magic there as far as we didn't get to travel. Well, we're already in Los Angeles, so it wouldn't have made much sense to travel anywhere.
Well, but I just thought, I'm like, because no, I love Salem, and I know people, I know Salem is not a real place, but sometimes I just want to live there. And I wouldn't mind living in Houghton Square for a while, because that is like the most great layup of the Kiriakis Mansion. I mean, those two would be my, you know, my two best bets. And when
so you don't,
you
don't
want
to hang out in, you don't want to hang out in Carl's office? That didn't look that exciting to you?
No. I would hang out with you in the office, but I would probably be a little more of, you know, a better detective, because that's what I do. I do detective on people. And some people don't like me because of this now, because, like,
now
I do
this bad.
You shouldn't be scared. Well, but, no, it's like I do, like, for, you know, anything. I mean, I do people's ground, background sex and everything just for the fun of it. And when you were on, I'm like, that's what I want to do. I want to be a PI. It looks fun. Yes, it could go dangerous. Yes.
Well, I would like to be more of a PI. I'm glad you liked Carl and it made you laugh, because I think it's a fun character. Hopefully the writers agree and they will write me back. So if you liked Carl, please feel free to let them know.
Don't worry, because you have you have me on your side now, and
yeah.
You know, I was very vocal about a year ago to get Amy Martinez back in daytime, and I did it. Okay, I didn't do single-handedly, but I'm going to take half of the credit, because I was tweeting, I was, you know, yelling at people. I'm like, he has to come back in daytime. This is not for the fans. This is for my own personal benefit. So, yes, I am.
I saw, you know, I didn't work with A, obviously, in my scenes, but he was there the days I worked, and it was nice to see him again. So I thank
you.
Oh,
you know.
What, pardon me?
You know my little A? Okay, my big little A.
Well,
I
know who he is, and I don't really know him. We just kind of passed each other in the hallway a couple times between our dressing rooms and stuff. Would have been nice to chat, but when you're working on the show, it's all very much you got to go do your thing and then get out of there and let the next person do their thing. So it goes pretty quick.
Well, yeah, because I mean, right now, you guys are doing, a lot of episodes 6 months in advance.
Yeah.
And I think, okay, in a way, that's great. In a way, they is terrific. I mean, I will say, but in a way, it's not different. I mean, it's not okay with the fans, because some of the storylines that, you know, are in play right now, they cannot go back and erase them or fix them for like 6 months. They don't have the, you know, the leeway. I mean, Zenu does, B&B does, by and all, have the leeway. You know, they are 3 weeks out. So
yeah.
if we are not liking... Mm-hmm.
I believe it's a fairly new model that Days of Our Lives has been working with as far as shooting so far in advance. And,
They started this like 2 years ago. And because whenever I have any Days guides on here, and I'm like talking to them about, you know, their scenes they've already shot. And they go, Carly, it's been 6 months. How am I supposed to remember that?
Yeah.
I go, you know, so yeah, and then, you know, which is true, which is really true. And, I've had James Renard on as Abe twice. I love him.
Other role I did. I'm sorry, go ahead. I keep stepping over
here. No, all the guys come here, basically, which I love.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, I never finished the other time I was on the show. It has nothing to do with the character of Carl, but it was the sheriff of Tindalao, if you remember when Belle and Sean were on the run and they ended up on a tropical island. And
That was awesome.
Sarah. Yeah, so that was fun. That was we shot that on the set too, but they brought in sand and made it look pretty good. So
no, they always make anything good. And you know, I think you know you need to go back to Salem and be in Salem because there's so many PI. There's so many PI problems by now that is not even funny. That needs to be addressed. And I want to find out if summer is really summer or if summer is a con, and that's where you go in and come in.
Yeah.
And
I could fit right into the Black Patch detective agency.
Well, and I know Steve and John have a PI business now.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd come to Salem and compete with them. I might have to come in and, you know, join them.
No. I know my guys. They're going to, you know, let you be a part of the team because they trusted you in L.A. So, you know, John Black and, you know, Steve, to trust people that they barely even knew was amazing. But I love you, Kevin, but you Hawaiian suit has to go. I thought it was cute. I did think it. But the next time you're on, I'm going to make sure that the wardrobe takes better care of you.
You didn't like the Hawaiian shirts, huh?
No, I mean, I liked it, but, you know, you wore it for a couple of days. I mean,
There were two different ones. I did wear two different shirts. So I think it would be kind of fun if every time Carl showed up, he had a different Hawaiian shirt on. Then
well,
they
yeah, I mean, that would be
the,
really...
the Carl line of shirts in Target stores, and I got a whole business plan that's going to make it really, really lucrative for everybody. The Carl Hawaiian shirt. I don't know. I like the Hawaiian shirt touch.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do. I mean, yeah, I got one for my dad, and, you know, he actually can pay off. So,
it definitely tells you what kind of character it is when you see a guy in a Hawaiian shirt. You know, it's
exactly.
Obviously he's not that important. You know, what am I trying to say? He's not that serious. I mean, he's serious, but he does it his own way, you know. So that's
well,
kind of like remember Magnum P.I.?
And 12 years old, I thought I could be Magnum P.I., okay? That was my little new thing. Okay, yes, you don't understand that you have been on so many favorite of my primetime shows. This is not even funny. And I want to apologize to you and B because I couldn't put every show that you were in on the Block Talk thing because I tried and it will only let me, you know, I'm like, but I need to get everything so people know who he is. And I just gave up.
Yeah, I think I'm one of those guys, people don't really know my name. But I get recognized a lot out on the street, and a lot of times they don't even know I'm an actor. They just kind of go, I know you. Where do I know you from? And then finally they might figure out I'm an actor. They might just think I went to high school with them. But I've been on your TV enough over the last 20, 25 years, and on lots of hit shows, too. So I've been very blessed to get
I've been rocking my brain all day when you were on Friends. Because, I mean, I saw that, and, you know, I watched Friends every night before I go to bed, even though it's been off for 10 years, it's like one of the greatest comedy of all time.
Oh,
I still never left NBC, but that's just my view. What episode were you in? Because I've seen every episode, and I'm trying to remember you being it.
Well, I was in an episode called The One with Rachel's Phone Number, and it was later in the series. Probably season 9 later, Rachel had already had the baby, and it was her first night going out, having a night on the town with Phoebe, and then Ross got stuck with Paul Rudd, I'm forgetting his, Mike, I think is his character's name?
Yep.
And they babysat while the girls went out, and then she got some guy's phone number at the bar, and then he called, and Ross didn't give her the message. But I was the bartender in the bar the girls went to. My role was not really, wasn't huge, but I had a few jokes that got cut in the final edit. But
mean of them.
Oh, well, you know, people aren't, they're tuning it in for those six, not me. But it was great. One thing I'll tell you, Jennifer Aniston likes a very dirty martini. So that's what they were fake, but she wanted a lot of olives in her martini. So gave her a lot of olives. And then the biggest part I have on that show is actually I'm standing right behind them when they're on the phone, you know, cutting phone conversation with the girls and the guys. So I'm pretty my lines and stuff are not that prevalent, but I'm just all over the place. It's almost like not an extra, but you know, very featured guy in the background. So that's where you would know me from on that show. It wasn't a huge part, but it was a, you know, pretty great show to be on, considering the history.
I mean, come on, it doesn't matter because you were on. That's all that matters in my book. And, you know, and you were on ER and also Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
Again, two of my favorite shows. And I remember when you were on Grey's Anatomy. I so remember it. And it was funny but serious. But
yeah, that was a funny but serious episode. You're right.
Yeah, and, you know, and I think we should have you back. I really think we should have, like, another character, maybe the same person or whatever. But I think, you know, you need to go. I believe all the guest stars on Grey's Anatomy to make, like, one-time appearance when the first show starts. And then, you know, after 12 years, come on, people. We need to see everyone's face. And
right. I actually read for the pilot of that show when it was just called the Shonda Rhimes Project at the time. Not for a series regular, but for a guest on the very first episode. But I didn't get it. But so that was, and that's amazing how long ago that is. That was 12 years? Is that how long it's been on? Is that what you?
I mean, I love Grey's Anatomy, but I'm weird. I have to binge-watch all my shows now. It's, you know, not good enough for Carly. It's just, like, watching one or two, you know, episodes. I have about 12 Grey's Anatomy that I need to watch. I have, like, 6 or 8 NCIS and...
you got a lot of watching to
Chicago
do.
PD. Yeah, Chicago PD. So I have all of this, and I'm, like, thinking. But then, because it gets lonely in the summer, it gets lonely without primetime shows. So, and, you know,
well, I remember
the
old days when they would rerun everything. You get to see it again. But now they don't do that so much. Although I did a Criminal Minds, and it reran last week, which is, it's unusual to get a rerun on network anymore. But, Criminal Minds is, you know, they play that a lot, so that works out good, you know, as far as being
You were on Criminal Minds. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I didn't read that one.
I
love Criminal Minds.
That aired last week, if you have it on your queue somewhere.
It's probably one that
in this day and age, you know, you can just kind of watch anything anytime you want, it seems like.
Well, yeah, and
Amazon.
You know, and that is, like, really good. And, you know, another one of the shows was Prince of Bel-Air. Oh, God, I loved you on it.
I had a lot of scenes with Will on that show. And I one thing I remember leaving that, I was so impressed by him. You know, when I did the show, I said, okay, here's this rapper kid that got a show. Good for him, you know. But when we worked together, I mean, we really worked on the scene. He made it better. We made it better. He wanted to change things. And I was just very, very impressed. I mean, obviously, you know, he's the main guy on the show, but I was just really impressed by him. I don't know what I was expecting, but he was a pretty cool dude and really knew his stuff and really knew what he wanted from the scene and the show. So. I thought that was...
it was hilarious because he was trying to fake as Carlton. And okay, if this guy really believes he's Carlton, okay, this is going to be really interesting. And then Will's going to get himself in trouble. And I'm like, oh, this is not going to be good. I love you on there.
Thanks.
That was a repeat about... 2.5 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's one of those that's on cable and syndication all over the place, I think. Actually, another cool thing about that episode, B.B. King was a guest star in that episode as well. So the great blues guitarist. So he gave us like a little, during a break, he just kind of played his guitar for us, and we got a little mini concert by B.B. King. We all like, I don't know, 50 of us just sitting around listening to him. So that was pretty special too. But yeah, it was a great, and that's quite a while ago. I did that a long time ago.
Well, so if you had to pick with today TV shows and a show that you would want to do on prime time, what would it be?
Of today's?
Right now, you know, last season or right now. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to do, let's see, in the comedy world. Well, you know, I'd like to work. But I guess it would be really cool to do a Modern Family. It's a great show. I haven't done an episode of that yet. I like Shonda Rhimes' stuff. I think it would be really fun to be on Scandal or one of those things. Good Wife was one I really loved and wanted to be on, but now it's not on anymore, so there goes that. But, you know,
And
I'm just thinking of network stuff. There's so much stuff, you know, Bloodline or House of Cards. Those are all such, you know, really cool shows. And so my answer is anything and everything.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I could see you on NCIS LA.
I would like to see that one as well. Yeah. I've auditioned for it several times, but I've not got it yet, so hopefully that'll
really?
Happen. Yeah.
Okay. I'm writing them aloud tonight. I do this. I end up finding my email address, and then I write them a bad, bad low, thinking, okay, they are never going to get back to me. So I can just yell at them in an email, and then they end up do getting back to me. And I'm like, okay, no, I don't have a radio show because I just told them where they could take it. But I'm not doing that anymore. I'm being good. But you were
another
also
show I'd like
on.
To be on is, another show I'd like to be on would be Days of Our Lives. I'd love for Carl to come back.
Yes, and you know what? Well, no, and we are going to do something about it because, yes, Kevin, I promised you that you will be on back on Days before February.
Okay, that's a deal.
I think that might give me some time to do it. I mean, that's, you know, a couple of months.
Sure,
a couple of months, not a big deal. Because, you know, I'm surprised. Days of Our Life was the only soap you've been on, though. That was like surprise.
No, I did. Years and years ago, I was on an episode of a General Hospital, and I did one day on it. But I worked with Luke and Laura, so that was very cool. And their son, Lucky, who's now like. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Jackson, I think is his name. Yeah, he's done really well since. And then I was on YNR about 3 or 4 years ago, playing a bartender in that one, just like I did on Friends. So I'm making the small rounds. Days has been my biggest role.
Well,
on Days.
You know, I guess. I mean, I love Luke and Laura, don't get me wrong. But I love Anthony Geary. I love the man. And I'm still not over his leaving General Hospital. I'm still not over it.
Oh,
I won't be
sorry.
Over it until he gets his butt back here. And, you know, this like a recruiting thing. You know, I'm missing my Luke. Well, yeah, Luke and Sunny. I love the Luke and Sunny relationship. So for me, that was hard too when he left.
My impression, he's kind of really. I mean, he had a great, great, great run on that. But I think I saw him speak at an event, and he was pretty much like, "Yeah, I'm done." He was ready.
He
was ready to hang up. So I'm not sure if we'll see him again, but who knows?
Well, I think we will because he said the story was right. And Frank would help him back. You know, I mean, believe me, I try to do that almost every day because I you know, when you have the icon like Luke, there for so many years, and then, you know, people were used to not having him for like 4 or 5 months because of the whole, you know, his only working half a year thing. That I could live with, but not this, because this, you know, doesn't, you know, it's weird, and, you know, I miss it because I'm like, you know, and AIDS been on Zeno Hospital, too, by the way.
Right,
and,
yeah. AIDS been on it for a while.
Yeah, and, you know, I go one day to him, and he thought I was kidding, but I was serious. God, I don't know what's hollow. Wade DeLuca, Eduardo on dates. I don't know who's more hot by now, on those two characters he's played because, you know, back in the day I was so young with the Santa Barbara that I honestly don't remember that. So
Now are you able to adjust to seeing A in a different role than you're used to?
Actually, I am.
Any actor for that matter that goes to a different, you know, that starts from one show and goes to another show?
Well,
A
Martinez can act with a paper bag on someone, and that's how great he is. And with this whole giving him this new bromance, what's that called, bromance? With him and Zahn, it's like, oh my gosh. I mean, if they are not on together for like 3 weeks, I start yelling at my TV that this is wrong, this is a tragedy, this needs to be stopped, you know, and I kind of go crazy.
Well, hopefully you yelling at your TV will get it done. I'm sure they're hearing you through the TV somehow.
Well, no, I'm waiting for one day the TV actually, I don't know, talk back.
Yeah, when the TV answers you back?
I'm going to get really freaked out.
That'll be kind of scary.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm going to... before I have callers on, what did you do for the 4th of July yesterday?
Well, I live in Southern California, and we have friends that have a lovely house overlooking the Rose Bowl, so we go up there for a party and get to see all the beautiful fireworks that, you know, other people are paying to see in the Rose Bowl. But, yeah, so it's a really great show. But, you know, pretty much like everybody else, we stand around and we eat and drink and then wait for fireworks and then hang out afterwards. I didn't break any new ground on my plans, but it was a beautiful day in Southern California. The weather was awesome. And took a little swim earlier in the day and then ate and watched fireworks, unlike almost exactly like everybody else in America, I suppose. How about you? Did you have a nice holiday?
I mean, I stayed home, and I tried to wash everything I was supposed to, and then there was a nap involved in my I didn't know there was going to be a nap involved in my plan, but there was.
A nap
was
always a nice surprise.
Yeah, but I woke up, I fell asleep like at 7, and I woke up at midnight.
So you didn't see any fireworks anywhere?
No, I live in an apartment, so we are not allowed. Well, I did see one by my window Saturday night. You know, they are not supposed to, you know, let them off, but, you know, the managers are not here on the weekend.
Well, no, you don't want to light your own, but if they're up in the sky, that's good. Yeah, it's too dangerous.
Well, no. No one, come on, no one is going to give me a mask to go light. No one's that stupid.
No fireworks in the apartment, Carly.
Well, no, just like, you know, people took away my baseball bat because I kept it for safekeeping. And my grandmother comes over, like, a lot. And one day, you know, I'm like, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. And so I grabbed my baseball bat and I went to the kitchen. And I was
You almost hit your grandmother?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I would take it away.
She was coming.
I would take it away from you, too.
So then I lost my baseball bat. And then so I went to go buy another one. And it happened again. And, people say I can have fireworks and guns and baseball bats. Like, I'm all grounded with all of those. So with,
okay, well, that's,
you know,
probably that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, for me, yeah, because I keep getting, you know, myself in, you know, trouble. And you know what I love about the summer? The summer's here, but see, Seattle, we could have said last month we were like in 80s and 90s, and now we are like 70. And like, I know I shouldn't complain, because then when it gets like a 98, then I'm complaining. So I think no matter what your weather is, no one, everyone finds fault in it one way or another.
Sure, everybody hates something about it and loves something about it usually, but can't control it, as they say, so might as well just enjoy it.
Well, yes. And we are going to take some calls.
Okay.
Hey, David.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello. David, is it?
Yes.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm tonight. Okay, you're on my favorite shows, Big Bang Theory. What would like to work, Big Bang Theory? What would like to work on that?
Oh, Big Bang Theory was great. Really, I did two episodes, but my first episode is when Sheldon's going crazy and he ends up in a Chuck E. Cheese ball pit. And
yes, I remember that.
And,
yeah.
The one thing that was really funny about that for me was Sheldon and Leonard were in the ball pit, obviously, and it was, I don't know if you guys know this, but ball pits get extremely dirty. They're really filthy, apparently. And Johnny and Jim just leapt out of there after the scene was over and said, I got to go wash up. They just, like, ran to the bathroom to get clean. So they felt so dirty. So and then they had to go back in. But in between takes, they would just get out and wash up. And it was very funny because they were really Johnny was really freaking out because, oh God, I can't stand this. I gotta go. And he was very nice because in the meantime, I got released while he was away. And then later that evening, I came back for something, and he goes, oh, I'm so glad to see you. I felt so bad about not saying goodbye to you because I had to go get clean. So he said it was very nice that he made a point to make sure that I knew he wasn't trying to be, he wasn't rude. He just felt really dirty and didn't have time to say goodbye. But that's my, and the other nice thing about that episode is I kind of became friends with Melissa Rauch. She was actually, Bernadette was not yet a series regular. She was just another guest star, but had been doing a few. And then the next season they made her a series regular. So, and they didn't make my character, the security guard, a series regular. I was shocked to say. But so those are my two big memories. It's shot in front of a live audience, so that's a blast. It's a really, I don't know if you ever come to L.A. and try to get in to see it. It's one of the hardest. I arranged for some friends to see it a few seasons ago. They were out for a visit, and I had to get their reservation probably 6 months, four or five months in advance. That's how popular it is.
Wow.
Yeah, so. And I think you almost have to know somebody to get into the seat, because I think it seats maybe, I'm guessing, 200 people, maybe 300 are there for the audience shoot. But otherwise, yeah, great group of people, obviously. And the other thing I remember from that is Simon. I'll go by character's name. Raj and Howard they have the tiniest waists on man I've ever seen. I have a fairly big waist, so in comparison, they're really tiny. But I was quite taken by how skinny they were, and wondered how they kept the weight off like that. But once again, it's always exciting to be on any show, but to be on a show that's, you know, the number one sitcom, and certainly almost the number one show half the time, whenever it could be out in CIS for number one. So. Those are my few stories from the show, if that's helpful. Is that interesting? Any other questions about it, or did I?
Jim Parkland, we like, in fact, I think he's the funniest man on the show. I think he stole the show, Jim Parkland. Sheldon is like a chip. He's one of my favorite characters on there. Sheldon.
Yeah.
We'd be like.
Well, he's a very, very talented guy, and he's, you know, he's actually, he's not Sheldon exactly, but he's got a, you know, kind of a Sheldon-esque.
Yeah.
Thing to him in his real life, but you know, he has to say a lot. Every when you get your script for Big Bang Theory, the first page is all the scientific terms and what they mean and how to pronounce them. That's actually an extra page in the scripts, and usually those fall on Jim to learn, and they just fall out of his mouth like they're second nature, which of course is appropriate.
I know.
Yeah, but very nice man, and doing a lot of stuff outside the show now. He was on, I think,
mm-hmm.
I saw him. He was with Kelly today, or on Kelly Ripa's show. He was.
Yeah, he was.
So I'm not sure if he's. I don't think he ever had time to actually be on that show full time. I know they're looking for somebody new since Michael H. Strahan left. But you know, he just did Broadway recently, so he's really expanded out a lot as well. He's an actor.
Oh, no, I just figured something out. Kevin, you could do it.
What's that? Oh, with Kelly?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they want to get somebody that actually people know.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I could.
No,
oh,
I mean, come on.
Brilliant.
I mean.
But I remember Kelly, you know, started on all my children as Haley.
Mm-hmm.
That was back in the day. That's the one soap opera I used to like. And
80s.
She's had quite an interesting career. She went from soap opera. Like she was like
exactly.
a bad kid on a soap opera to the queen of daytime. That's quite a transition.
Well, yeah, and she's, you know, she had done it, and, you know, I mean, I'm going to be interested in see who they finally pick because, you know, when the whole Strahan thing happened, I'm like, oh, my God. Because, you know, I mean, I kind of knew how Kelly felt, and, you know, I'm like, that is so wrong on so many different levels, and she sort of found out, you know, not by the media and stuff, and that's, you know, was the crazy thing. Oh, David, are you do you have
David,
any more questions?
Any other questions? Any other shows
Ball Pit, my favorite episode. I'd ask for Tom to see that episode when Ball Pit, my favorite episode.
I'm sorry, my phone dropped out. Could you repeat that?
I said about the Ball Pit is my favorite episode.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It's. I think that episode's called The Einstein Approximation. I love the episode names they have come up for these. Well, thank you. I think it's probably your favorite episode because the security guard is really good in it, right?
Yes. Okay.
And then they brought me back as another security guard for a very small, just a bit on the a very funny episode, I thought, where Raj falls in love with Siri on his phone, pretty much.
Yes.
Oh,
And then in his dream, he goes to see her, and I'm like the security guard that guides him towards Siri. But, what can you say? It's such a great show and so funny and very talented people on all ends. The writers, you know, the fact that they can crank out a funny script every week like that is pretty remarkable.
Right, I agree. Great show.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Well, cool.
Thank you again for asking my question.
What? I'm sorry. What's that?
Oh, he said thanks.
Thanks for answering my question.
Oh, of course. My pleasure. No more. Any other questions? Any of the shows that? Or that was it.
No.
You're about Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
Well,
I bet you can tune on TBS right now. You'll be able to see it somewhere.
Well, yeah. Just type in the episode, David, and you can find it.
Yeah.
Okay, David, I'm going to put
you
on hold.
I appreciate you calling. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, David. And the next call is my second mom, my BFF, and one of the hosts of the show, Maggie. Maggie, I saved you for last.
You did. How sweet.
I know.
Is it Megan?
No, Maggie.
Maggie. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi. I'm enjoying your interview, and a lot of my questions were already answered.
Oh.
But I wish we could get you back in daytime.
Well, let's see. What? I'm sorry. Gosh, I'm having a bad connection.
I'm sorry.
Could you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm enjoying your answers for all the different questions, which were the ones I was going to ask.
Oh, darn. We covered all the stuff. There's
got
to be something else out there that we didn't get to, but happy to answer anything or just chat with you. Where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Okay.
The Windsor.
Everybody I know that's ever gone to Chicago and I mean this seriously, loves it.
Yeah,
I've had so many friends that like ended up living there because they just love it. Of course, I know the weather. The winters are pretty brutal, I know.
Oh, God.
And you might appreciate this. There's a place, a little restaurant out here in Burbank called Taste of Chicago.
Really?
It's owned by Joe Montaigne, who's on Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
And the place serves all the original favorites that you like, Chicago pizza, Italian beef sandwiches. So he brings the stuff in from Chicago. So it's all the real stuff. And
wow.
That's just his passion. He loves sharing the Chicago food, I guess. So that's a little trivia for you.
Yeah, it is. It's
a very casual restaurant, too. It's you kind of go up and order, and then, you know, it's not waitress service or anything fancy. So so do you like, are you a fan of the Chicago dog with the sports pepper on it? Or?
Definitely. Gotta have it.
Gotta,
Gotta have. No mustard, though.
Really? Okay, well, that's a pretty controversial stance right there. But I'll let you go with it. But I kind of like put it all on for me. I don't get that.
Oh, it works. How about the pickle?
Yeah, I love the pickle, the pork peppers. Let's see, what else? Is there a relish kind of thing on there, or no?
Mm-hmm.
But the sport peppers are really good. Oh, tomatoes. Mm. There's tomatoes on it, right, I think?
Mm, definitely tomatoes, and a lot of times
this must be a fascinating conversation for anybody hearing. But if you get yourself to Chicago, there's some great Chicago food.
Every
town has its thing. I always try to.
But in the next couple of years, that's probably where I'm going to line up with Maggie. So I was thinking the other day.
Is that news to you, Maggie? Or are you okay with that?
That's cool with me.
Okay, good.
It's really cool.
I think you guys talked over each other that time. I just couldn't understand it. So we covered all the shows that you're interested in?
I'm host of a good dog, so I never can do anything wrong. So, you know.
I would like to say that.
Maggie and I could really get in trouble, Kevin, but you know what she did? Okay,
I don't know.
People. Okay,
I think I'm
going to
find out.
My mom totally loves Maggie, and they are now sisters. But Maggie goes to my mom, like, their first or second conversation. Oh, don't worry. We won't do any felonies, I promise you. And I'm like thinking, why did you say what you just said? I mean, come on. Now we really have to be good. And because, you know, I am not good all the time. I think of these crazy ideas that, number one, could get anyone arrested. Like all my ideas, you know, and then I, you know, run them past Maggie, and Maggie goes, can't do that. I'm like, why? It's a felony. And I'm like, so what?
Well,
I mean,
at least you have a voice of reason there to help you, so you're not.
Yeah, well,
time.
And see, that's why we balance each other out. Because I do crazy things.
Well, I know.
Like,
they have to take your bat away from you, so that told me a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
and she goes, we were talking about this last night on the phone. And I go, because my grandfather was like Hunter, and he has so many guns. And I was supposed to get his 35 Magnum gun and his 22. Well, my grandmother didn't think I was responsible enough to have it. And my mom kind of feared for people's lives because,
I don't know, you know, you. In person, but I'm guessing they made the right call there.
Because, you know, I mean, I do the bad thing and think about it later. People laugh because they tell me all the time, oh my gosh, you all called the Kuhnsers on Zeno Hospital. They thought I was always kidding about it, but no. I'm survival, you know. And when it comes to Maggie and my Sunny, have you ever been with Monique Bernard? You know who Sunny on Zeno Hospital is, right?
Yeah. Maurice Bernard, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a little better, but we used to go to the same gym.
Not
we
really.
At the gym, and he was just kind of, actually he was on the show already, because he was on All My Children, mm-hmm. I think, years ago, too.
Yes,
but,
Nicole
Kelly.
But,
yeah, no, we used to go to the same gym, and I think he stayed and did a lot more workout than I did, but... because I don't look like I went to the gym with him. But, yeah.
That's okay.
I don't know him that well, but we worked out near each other.
What
would that be?
You know, if that was us on the same gym with us, yeah, I think that would not be good. you know, because... no, because with Maggie loves Monique Spinard. So I gave her Monique Spinard, right?
Okay.
And see, my TV husband is Christoph Saint John.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's
didn't
what
know
when I did
about
Young
this.
And the Restless. I worked
yes.
with him. He was a
yeah,
very nice,
yeah.
very nice guy.
Oh my God, he's the best.
And not bad on the eyes. He's a good-looking guy. I'll give him that.
Oh yeah,
uh-huh. Both those guys.
And so, he came on my birthday. So, and I also had. A. Martinez and Zay Eddie, both on my, all three of them are on my birthday, so. And I had A. Martinez and Zay Eddie at the same time. And it's like,
uh-huh.
I could have died and gone to heaven right there because they never met before. And so this, you know, and I thought it was a tragedy, you know, because I knew Zay Eddie loved his book and A. loved his book. So, you know, I did a little mind tricking. And I did, you know, whatever I could, and I got it, you know, I got an interview with both of them. And then the boys hung up. Now, 5 minutes later, Christoph calls in.
Oh, yeah?
And Maggie goes, oh, yeah, by the way, Christoph, you realize she called you your TV husband? And
loving
you
stuff
so,
like that.
Yes. No, I mean, I do. And it's bad because if he's not, like, on Y&R one day and I'm, like, mad over it, I will not watch it until he's on Y&R for, like, 3 days. I won't watch it until Christoph is on. I get, you know, that mad. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Steve. But, you know, if Neil's not on for a couple of days, ask Maggie. People don't want to talk to me because I'm waiting for my guy to get, you know, back on. And...
is that all true, Meg? She
that's very true.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you something about this young lady here.
Okay.
I'm Chicago, right? And she's Seattle, so 2 hour difference in time. I need to watch Young and the Restless every day to find out if Neil is on, and then report in so she knows whether to watch it or not.
All right. Did you see it before her? Yeah.
Yeah. And
you
got to
spy out there.
You don't believe it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I know. Christoph thought she was kidding. No, she's not. Because, I'm such a Christoph
Saint-John
fan.
Thank
and
you.
Oh my gosh. I love him. And, you know, I don't think he's aware how much I love him. And it's almost like how much
he
loves.
I'm sure he's listening.
You know, I know. The cat's out of the bag. But then, you know, I love Zay Eddie. But then I love A. Martinez. So.
Well,
Drake hasn't been on my show yet.
Right, so we don't love him that much yet.
Not yet.
How about Steve?
I mean,
Steve
I love
been
him,
on
don't
the show?
Wrong.
Steve Nichols?
See?
Has Steve Nichols been on the show?
No, we would love to get him.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
I mean, just a
maybe.
You know, little, you know, being
well,
a little
you know, they're
Steve
all
in your head.
Busy and stuff, but.
Well, I know, but you know what? I love all the guys on dates. And
I'm sure
they,
you know, they love their fans, too. So
well,
they love you in their own way.
And, you know, Maggie and I always say dates is like the incest soap, only because everyone's related. And
everyone,
so... so I figured out who I would pick. You know, I know how
mine,
I would pair you up.
I did a play a couple of years ago with, you know, Rob Derringer. He was on General Hospital recently.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And also Nick Stabile, who's playing Nicky.
Nicholas?
Kind of like a short run. He's playing Nicholas on General Hospital right now. So that we did a play a couple years ago. Really, really great guys. And really, really nice. Great guys to work with, but also just really, really nice fellas. Mm-hmm. We had a great time.
And I'm trying to think how we can get you back on dates. And
Thank you.
I do think you two have a love interest.
Now you're talking.
What?
Now, hey, that's a whole new angle. I like that.
I think everyone needs to get a love triangle on the show because then they are most safe. And then
are you
when
talking
they
about
give them
life
a whole
in general
family,
or just on the show?
Okay, real life.
On Days of Our Life.
We sure won't be related to anybody.
I'm just joking.
I could get you on YNO. I really know what, I mean, they kind of need you right now because my poor Nikki is taken hostage by Ian Ward, and I'm thinking, oh, no, we need Kevin on that show. He might bust the door open and sue someone. So, yes, I love that. Well, you know, we love Axon, and Maggie and I love the mob on Zeno Hospital. We love it, and, you know, we defend Sunny to the death.
So, Maggie, do you have a favorite if we had to choose, or is it too hard?
GH.
A who? A?
General Hospital.
General Hospital.
That's my favorite. Oh, GH. Yeah. Yeah, and
a
different person that you love that. But just the whole story, the whole world.
The
of,
whole story. I adore Sonny.
Port Charles. Yeah.
I love Sonny. Oh, God, do I love him.
I think these last four will probably stay on, you know. I know they.
I hope so.
It was really terrible what they did with All My Children. And I think these four are pretty popular, and I don't imagine any of them have much money to get out of it.
You know, I'm not. We are not looking forward to Days of Our Life not being, Days is on for 3 weeks in August due to the Olympics. And
right.
I understand that they have to do it, whatever, but I'm still mad at them because it's going to be like 2.5 weeks, almost three. Last time they did this, they went off on the biggest cliffhanger ever.
I don't know if they're going to do it, but sometimes they play it like at midnight or something. You should check, make sure they're not doing
But
if they're just
going to
go off the air for a few weeks, that makes sense.
They are going off the air for 3 weeks. But, you know, Maggie and I always say, you know, they shouldn't do that because we are going to go a little crazy without Dave. And, you know, if it was General Hospital, I think Maggie and I would be, like, on the next plane.
I think they make a lot of money on the Olympics, so I don't know if you could even... I'm not even sure you could persuade them otherwise, but... be worth a shot. I'd like to see it. Yelling at the network.
And Prince Hill B, I love her. I love your little, personal assistant, or whatever B is to you. I love B.
B is terrific, yeah.
Yeah, and Till B, I am so sorry. You know, you were supposed to stay like 40 minutes tops.
What time is it? Oh, I've been on an hour, almost an hour, yeah.
Yes, I know, and that's why I'm probably dead by her right now. Great. She's not going to let me have any more people on.
She'll forgive you, I promise. So
I love her.
Maggie, or did you get to, you already heard everything you wanted? You said you got all the answers. You already heard your question.
I did.
I
wanted
the
Big Bang thing because I really enjoyed Jenner. I honestly, you made the show, I thought. You had extra.
Nice. Yeah, it was. Before we wrap up, just let me, I'll give your listeners if they want to get in touch or stay in my world, we can, I Twitter what do I Twitter at? At Kevin Brief. How's that? That's my name. They're really listen to these. Instagram's Kevin_Brief. Twitter is at Kevin Brief. Facebook is Actor Kevin Brief. So, and then my website, that's Carly referred to as kevinbrief.com. So
oh, yeah,
I didn't get too inventive with my names. Everything's got Kevin Brief.
Well,
yeah,
I understand
you.
Well, please look me up and send me messages or follow me on any of the things, and I'll follow you right back. And
and
if you got anybody out there that wants to get on the Carl
Kevin bandwagon.
Thank you, Ben. I couldn't think of the word. The Carl Kevin bandwagon for days. That'd be awesome. And just thanks everybody out there for watching TV and liking my stuff. I appreciate it.
One more thing before you go, it dawned on me. Okay, when you guys were doing that 2 or 3 dates episode, you know, with Steve, Drake, and you, how many cuts did you have to take? Just because because I know that Drake is so funny and Stephen Nichols is funny too. So, and you all are hilarious. So I'm like thinking, how did they even
we had a lot of fun, but also when they get down to it, we just did it quick. I'm sure you know this about soap operas. They when we're shooting them, they go very quick. I mean, you kind of come up and you rehearse once for the camera and for the actors to find out where you're moving. Then you shoot it, and then you're done. Unless something goes terribly wrong technically or terribly wrong with lines, or just something goes really wrong. Otherwise, they're shooting so much and every day that they don't really have time to work it. So the actors, we got together beforehand, and I think we were in Drake's dressing room, kind of running the lines, talking about the characters and how we related to each other. So we took that time before we got to the set, so that when we got to the set, we could just kind of crank through it.
That was a good idea.
Yeah. So as far as nothing, we had laughs outside, but nothing. We didn't crack. Nothing cracked too much during the actual shooting of the scene, because we tried to keep that business. Yeah.
I mean, I thought.
Carl was a little more comical, so I think that gave particularly Steven a chance to kind of act, you know, react like a little askance at this guy who's a little different from how he used to be, you know, with the whole Jimmy Buffett look and stuff. So.
By the way, did you accidentally steal anything from Drake's dressing room?
Oh, I did not accidentally steal anything. And if I did, I don't know if I'd tell you anyway. No.
I'm not talking about steal. I'm talking about the whole borrow something. He borrowed something, and he really gave it back in about 10 years.
I did not borrow it. And actually, we might have been in, we very well could have been in Steven's dressing room. I forget which dressing room we went to. So I could have borrowed from either one, but I did not. I didn't think that would be nice.
I'm kidding about that.
I took his wallet, but that's all.
When the special guests come in, you don't have your own dressing room.
I had my own dressing room. They have like kind of their permanent ones so that they can like make it their own. I have one that somebody else will get later in the day even or the next day. But I have a place where I can change and relax between my scenes. They're actually pretty nice ones. They're pretty big, so that's
we didn't know.
But the other guys, they'll have pictures of their family and paintings and or whatever up that they make it. I just come in and whatever's there is what's there. I don't get to decorate for the amount of time I'm there. If Carl comes back, I'll be able to put up like a tiki torch or something.
We will make two of it because I think if you become a CEO's regular the way Maggie and I are gonna petition it, then we want you to deck your office. Dressing room's so good because I ask the actors how big the dressing room and everything, and they are pretty big. And so, when I visited the set on YNR a couple of years ago, I was going to try and go to, like, Christoph's dressing room, only leaving a note.
Yeah, they don't really want you to do that because, you know, they have personal belongings in there. But they're as opposed to, I've been on TV shows where I've got a trailer or I've got a little tiny room or I've got a big trailer. It really varies. And sometimes it's actually negotiated. You know, your agent says, you know, he wants this much money and he wants this kind of trailer or this kind of dressing room. So sometimes you can negotiate it. But like Days of Our Lives, they're in a regular studio every day, so they just have regular rooms that are always set up for them.
Oh, I know who you could date. Caroline. No, on Days of Our Lives, Caroline.
Oh, Caroline. Okay, I'll give her a call.
Because number one, then you will have seen the Zahn Anderson, and Zahn Anderson might beat you up a little because even though Carolyn and Victor have been over for years, and he's married to Maggie, but he's kind of making Maggie Marvel right now. That's who you could date.
Well, I'm gonna look her up right now because I'm drawing a blank of who she is. So.
Peggy McKay.
Oh, okay. Okay, Carol, I got you.
Yeah,
okay.
And so I know you have to go, but we would love to have you back anytime.
Sure.
Tell B anytime she wants to book you on here. Totally, okay.
It.
And if you are a football fan, then... You know, I'm having all the guys come back in September. So, you know, we're going to do, like, Football Weekly. And because I'm, like, the biggest Seahawks fan ever.
Are
and
you?
I'm still not over. Yeah, I'm still not over the playoffs. I'm still not over us not
you've
going
had a,
to
you've
Super
You've had a
Bowl.
Few good years to follow them. That's been
well,
nice.
Well, true. But, it's... You know, I love. So, do you like NFL football or no?
Yeah, I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan. So we have, we used to be rivals. We're not anymore because
I
grew up a Rams fan, but I became a Kansas City fan when I was living in the Midwest and like that kind of stuff.
You know them. The whole Rams thing. LA Raiders thing was so confusing back in the day, but
we'll see. The Rams are back in LA. Maybe I'll start following them again. I'm not sure.
It'd be delightful
to come back again. And thanks so much for having me. And
thank you very much.
Have a great day and
a
great night. And please don't get in any trouble.
I will try my best.
Okay.
Bye bye. Take care.
Okay.
Take
bye.
Care. Thanks. Oh, poor young lady.
Yeah, I know. You don't have to say
it. You want everybody in trouble like you.
Well, I'm always in trouble. No matter what I do, you know this. Hey, David.
I know that.
Yes,
hello.
Hi, David.
Oh, Maggie.
David, thank you so much for calling in. David, you get a cold ghost doll from me tonight. Thank you so much, David. You are so sweet. And
you
got to ask him whatever you want, right? Because I tried to have you on there as long as I could. Were you okay?
I want to wish happy birthday birthday to Maggie. She's happy birthday, Maggie.
Who? Oh,
Maggie.
You mean Becky?
Happy birthday was just
me. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
She had a birthday, but next year will be a better birthday for her.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay,
you know, maybe it was a bad idea. I mean, because I had a headache before the show. So I got in my refrigerator and there was a Coke, and I think that made me even funnier. I kind of had to wake up kind of thing. So before we all go, we have a couple of announcements for the show. And tomorrow night, tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we are going to have casting director Mark Chesney on from Zenner Hospital at 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock West Coast time, 6 o'clock East Coast, 5 o'clock Maggie time. See? And then, Thursday we have a special guest coming on Thursday morning at 10 a.m. West Coast time. So, you know, please join us for that. And last but not least, we have, is everyone sitting down, people? Everyone sitting down? Okay.
Yes.
So, people, Daytime After Dark is proud to present Tanya Walker on the show on Friday.
Yeah.
But
there is a big score. I always loved her.
Thank you, but but there's a little problem with this. We are going to be airing at 8 o'clock West Coast time in the morning.
Right.
8 o'clock, but that's okay. It's for Tanya, so we will have a show in the morning.
For Tanya, I'll do it.
What?
For Tanya, I'll be awake.
And yeah, me too. What?
Day 9 o'clock. Day 9 o'clock East Coast time.
It will be 11 o'clock your time, David.
Thursday.
And you know, but it will be 8 o'clock in the morning here. So that's gonna be a very interesting interview. For Carly. I cannot wait. And we also are having a special guest next Wednesday at 5 p.m. We are having another little special guest on Wednesday, next Wednesday. Megan, you know who this one is.
Yes,
if you think about what I told you.
Yes.
So that, and then I just want to let everyone know, my son Terry's coming in to Seattle on the 16th. So we will be back on air the 29th because, you know, he only comes in once a year and, you know, and we do fun. And I just, you know, I don't want to make people promises. We will have it. So then. But, you know, then we will be back on January 29th.
July.
Well, yeah, and Bobby, we missed you tonight. Bobby had to go work, had to wake up and go to work early. He's in bed already. With, you know, come on. Yeah, I could never get about it, you know, 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock. That would never happen with me. Maggie knows that. So, yes.
Army.
So, yeah, and then on, you know, tomorrow night or, tomorrow 3, you know, we will have, you know, after so talk about the soaps. But we cannot right now because I, I can't even think. Oh, yes. We will do an after show then tomorrow. And then, Thursday we will have a special guest. And Friday, Tanya Walker stops by 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock our time, 11 o'clock your time, and 10 o'clock. Yes. So, yes, so everyone have a great night, but, Mom, is Sunny on today?
No.
What?
No.
No. Okay, I'm not going to say what I almost said.
No Neil today and no Sunny.
Oh, God, now I am depressed. Okay, but David, thank you for calling. And David, if you ever need to know when we are having a show and, if I'm not on Facebook, I'm just, you know, Facebook Maggie, because he always knows when we have it, so.
Oh, Friday night. We're not going to have the normal show because we're having a guest earlier.
So no Friday night show, but we will have a Tanya Walker in the morning. And Blog Talk doesn't allow two shows in one day. I used to be able to pull it off, but they changed some of the restrictions. And, So, yeah, and enjoy. And, David, did you have a good 4th of July?
Yeah, I went to the movies. Saw Independence Day.
How is it?
It was good, actually. It was actually good.
Did you guys
Friday, I can't make it Friday because I got up in Dallas in the morning.
What time did you have that?
I'd be in at 10 o'clock. I'm done till like 1.
I'm sure we will have Tanya back on. So, you know, and when we do, I will let you be the first one to talk to. Okay?
That's fine.
I thank you, Kathy.
Okay, well.
We love to be
talking
to everybody.
We should go, and we will see you tomorrow night. Tomorrow during the day at 3 o'clock on West Coast, 6 time East Coast, and have a great night. And, you know, Megan and I will be doing the interview tomorrow night, tomorrow with Mark Chesnow. So if you have any questions, please Twitter me or Twitter Maggie.
Good night,
Maggie. Bye. Bye, guys. Bye.
Night.
Bye.